What about duration of aromatase inhibitors in the adjuvant setting? For Tamoxifen, we sort of got fixed on 5 years. How about for the AIs?
Well, Tamoxifen has been very well studied. We initially started with 1 and 2 year trials, and we compared that to 5 and showed that 5 is better. And then we even did 5 versus 10 and showed that it was no better. In fact, 10 was a little worse, so we have settled on 5. With aromatase inhibitors, we don't have that amount of follow-up. The schemes that have been tried have been head-to-head comparisons of Tamoxifen or an AI for 5 years. The other studies have been crossover studies where you take Tamoxifen for 2 to 3 years and then cross over to an aromatase inhibitor. And then finally, after 5 years of Tamoxifen, comparing placebo to 5 years of an AI, again, an AI is superior. So those are the strategies that have been looked at. So on that basis, the ASCO Technology Assessment Panel has recommended that an AI should be considered as part of hormonal therapy for postmenopausal women. And they state that a duration of anywhere from 2 to 5 years, as long as there is a total of 5 years of any hormonal therapy. And then they also make the point that therapy beyond 5 years with an AI, the effects of that are not known. And so I generally recommend 5 years of an AI. In fact, when I cross patients over after 2 to 3 years of Tamoxifen, I still go ahead with a full 5 years of an AI. And then certainly when I'm using it instead of Tamoxifen altogether, then I use 5 years of an AI. There will be more studies looking at 5 versus 10 years. In fact, the study that looked at Tamoxifen followed by letrozole for 5 years is going to re-randomize after 5 years of letrozole to either come off or stay on for another 5 years. But the results of those studies obviously will take some time.